Hello.
Hi, is this Mary?
No, it's not.
Oh, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. Is she available?
She stepped out. Can I take a message?
Yeah, I just got an email from her. I'm not sure if it was from you.
No, it was from Chelsea.
Oh, is she available? Chelsea?
Hold on just a minute.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chelsea?
Yes.
Hey, Chelsea, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you for asking. I got the documents over from you. I'm working on the file right now. I just had a quick question for you.
Okay.
I've got your address as 5640 Highway 77A North, but then the tax statement is a different address, so I want to know if I'm missing something.
What does it have on the tax statement?
It has 7366 FM 318.
Okay, well, hold on. That'll be a question for Mary, actually.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
About the address. Why it's two different.
Well, hello?
Hey, Mary, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
You're fine?
Good. I didn't know if you were out, so I thought maybe they would be able to help me out. So I just had a quick question. I've got your, and I want to make sure I've got the correct business address. The address that I have is, and we can change this, no problem. It's 5640 Highway 77A North in Yoakum, Texas, or Yoakum, Texas 77995. Is that correct?
Yes, and you wanted to know why it was a different address on the tax statement?
Correct.
That tax statement comes to my home.
Oh, okay.
And that's on the building. Remember I told you that on the building?
So let's just make sure I understand this. Give me one second. All right. So bear with
We
me.
have that's a physical address. We
Okay.
don't get mail here. We get the mail at the Sweet Home post office box.
Oh, sorry. So let me just verify this and make sure I understand. Bear with me if you could. So
Sure.
5640 is the building address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the tax ID statement you're getting, the address, what is it? 7366, is that your home address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, the question I would have is there somewhere on this document where we can verify, because I understand what you're saying. Oh, hold on. I have 5680 US Highway 77A North.
Yes, that's right.
And I have on the address 5640. Do you know why it says?
Because the address, we own the house right beside the building,
Okay.
and that's the address before they got a physical address for us.
Gotcha. All right, so bear with me.
Now, if you want me to send you another tax statement over, which I think has a physical address and it has our post office. No, it doesn't have a No, we don't have a physical address. It has our post office box, is our equipment, and it says on here vehicle, maintenance and equipment, furniture and fixtures and computers.
No
So we
worries.
just
I was just explaining why it says 5680 versus the 5644. Let me just put some notes. Give me one second. See that the.
Great. And can I verify the email address? I don't know if it went through last time. That's fine.
Car for your location. Bear with me real quick. Do, do,
No
do, do.
problem.
How's your weekend?
It was busy.
Okay. Feel ya. So, all right. I think I've got this. Okay. So you were saying the reason why it says 5680 and then yours says 5640. I was just entering email. So can you kind of read that back to me?
That's because we own the house right next to the shop,
Okay.
and that's the physical address and the mailing address of the house, which the shop. We got a physical address for the shop afterwards.
Okay, so 5680, is that the address of the shop or the house?
No, 5680, that's on the tax statement.
Yes, that's why.
5640 is the address of the shop.
Okay. Okay.
It's only physical address.
Okay.
And the other address.
I guess the question I have is, what is the difference between 5680 and 5640?
Oh, about 50 feet.
Okay, but I'm saying, what is at 5680 versus 5640?
That's the physical address of the house.
Okay. It's, okay. Because
they're both physical addresses.
Because I'm guessing 5640 does not get mail, right?
Right. The one here does not get mail.
Okay.
You see, it's 911. Does that explain it better? They're 911 addresses.
Oh. It says 5680 versus 5640.
Mm-hmm. They're 911 addresses, so they're physical addresses of the property. And the shop sits maybe 50 feet from the house.
So you own 5680 and 5640?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The customer lists. And is this taxed to pay both properties?
No, that's just the shop.
Owns both 5640 and 5680. The tax. All right, I think I got this. Bear with me. Always fun dealing with bureaucracy.
Yeah. Well, okay. See, and we didn't have the shop on the property when we purchased the house.
Gotcha. So you get you got another 2015 tax statement for another address, and they both just happen to say 5680 instead of 5680 and 5640.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they didn't give us a 911 address until 2 years after we built the shop.
Okay. So if need be, I can get a tax statement, and I would see that there's two different tax bills, but they both say 5680 for the property address. In fact, though,
yep.
One is just for 5640. Okay, perfect.
Yes. And then I even have, but on my tax statement for the computers and equipment that's in this building, it has a property ID. See, the property ID is what the tax roll goes by.
Gotcha.
And it's two different property IDs.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to get this into funding. I don't think I'll need anything from you. If anything comes up, I'll let you know. The next step is one of our underwriters will be calling you just to confirm the numbers, confirm you own the business, confirm the address. They'll also confirm you haven't entered into any recent business loans with daily payments. That call should take a few minutes. Hopefully it all goes well. Just confirm using it for general working capital. And then I think I could probably get this funded either by today or tomorrow. So let me send this in, and if anything comes up, I'll let you know, but we're looking forward to getting this wrapped up.
Okay, that'll be good.
Thank you so much.
We almost got it done on Friday.
No worries.
I wasn't sure which we're at.
But if you want,
we can even send y'all, Josie can take a picture of the sign on the building and send that to you if you need that.
You know, that'd be great. If you can send that over, that'd be great, but I've already sent this into funding, so I'll let you know if anything comes up, but it seems pretty straight to me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.